Hey guys, me and Dustin are back every week to discuss life, love, and of course, all things video related. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do so.
All right, episode 5? Yeah, this will be 5.
Yeah, that's correct. I did the math, got the same thing. Good. That's my favorite line in the social network.
Yeah.
When he goes like, hang on just a second, just checking the math. Yep, I got the same thing. That's the best part of the whole movie.
That is a pretty funny part.
Yeah. Seen any good movies lately?
Me? You know, I actually don't really watch movies anymore because of how I have kids. Yeah. But
you're really selling the whole idea of start having kids.
It's not true. I do watch a ton of movies, but they're all DreamWorks or Disney or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's not
Pixar.
But okay, I did watch a Avett Brothers documentary called May It Last.
Was that good?
It was really good. It's like a little bit slower paced. Not like the slowest paced documentary I've ever seen, but a little slower paced, but it was good.
You like documentaries as much as I like real movies.
It depends. I like the big ones. Like, I don't like I'm not somebody who's seen a bunch of small documentaries.
Like, you, basically, if it's not well made, you're not going to waste your time. You don't love documentaries so much that you'll watch a shitty one.
Or if it's not something that could be on Netflix. Also, why are you getting your toes so close to that glass?
Sorry.
I'm trying to drink this tea, man. your fingernail, your toenails
like
are
like
2 feet
away. It's like
6
feet.
Millimeters away from this glass.
Look, coffee tables are for feet, okay? Why don't you put your glass somewhere else?
So yeah, it has to be something that could be on Netflix. If it's not like good enough to be on that, and which there's a, like, let's be honest though, there's a lot of crap on Netflix too.
Well, here's what I do with Netflix that people are like, what? I didn't even know they still did that. I still get Netflix in the mail. I still do Blu-rays in the mail.
Yeah. Every time I always forget that you do that. And every time you remind me,
it blows your mind.
It blows my mind every time.
Because like, I don't understand why more people don't do that. Because everyone's like, oh, I subscribe to Netflix. It's like, oh, so you're just watching the best of whatever shit they could get cheaply that was made 10 years ago?
Like, you still keep DVDs on a shelf underneath your TV.
Those are Blu-rays.
Okay. I would never do that. It's
they
just
look
clutter
better
to me.
First of all, I just recently bought a 4K Blu-ray player. Really excited about it. I only have 2 movies in 4K.
I didn't even... Where are you getting these Blu-rays from?
Amazon.com. Heard of it? Like, why is all this so shocking?
How come I can't even make a DVD anymore and you're buying, like, Blu-rays and stuff?
Because if I look at... Like, I have a queue with probably 80 movies on it. And of those 80 movies, 0 of them are available streaming. So to me, if you're not doing those in the mail, okay, I guess people go to Redbox. I'm not going to fucking Redbox when I could just walk out to the mailbox.
You're like one step away.
But it costs so much more that way. If you watch a lot of movies, it's way cheaper to just do it on Netflix, and you're not driving around. And then even the Redbox only has like 15 or 20 movies. Netflix mailing DVDs and Blu-rays has every movie you could ever think of. So it's like, and it's like $15 a month. It's, I mean, 3 at a time.
So you're telling me they have more movies in physical form than they do for streaming?
Like, significantly more, especially new releases. Like the movies that were in the theaters 3 months ago that just came out, like, you know, you can go buy it at Best Buy, you can go to Redbox, or you can get it Netflix in the mail. If you wait for it streaming, you can pay for it, right? Like $5 a movie or something.
But it's always new to me. See, you just got to go through the drought phase.
I'm not
you
waiting.
You
got to
put yourself through the drought
phase. Some of
phase.
These movies, if I wait 5 years, it's not going to be worth watching in 5 years.
Listen.
Especially like comedy doesn't age
well. I just saw Field of Dreams.
You know what?
And it was great. And that didn't come out
movie.
That long ago.
That's a great movie.
Or that, whatever that John Travolta movie is where that lady cuts his hair. What is
See,
that movie
that
called?
Right there.
Phenomenon.
Is that a phenomenon?
Is it called Phenomenon?
I mean, there is a Travolta movie, a Phenomenon.
We got to see if some...
I don't
okay,
really...
you get on your freaking Netflix, whatever, and order that movie and see if that's the one where some lady cuts John Travolta's
hair. So next week's podcast is just going to be me and you watching a movie in silence, or no, I'll talk during.
You're gonna take me on another tour of your house so I can ask you questions about why you do things a certain way and why there's an infrared sauna in your basement.
It was free,
just barely big enough for two people. It would be funny if we
depends
did a podcast
who the two people are. My wife and I don't really fit in there, which is because my wife is tiny lady. Another way of saying that is myself plus one other human don't fit in there.
Oh, so we couldn't do the podcast from in there.
I mean, we could try. You had to sit on my lap.
That's going to be one long hour.
Yeah, I just gave Michael a tour of the house. He was shocked to find that I have an infrared sauna in the basement.
Yeah.
But it was free.
I mean, who has that?
The other place I work, my boss bought it for his wife. She hated it.
And so naturally, you
so he tried to sell it to me, and I was like, no, I'm not paying for that. So then it sat on his porch for like 6 months, and then he was like, all right, you can just have it. Take it. So then I took it, and I've used it twice in 2 years. I hate it. I hate it. Man. It's taking up like a 6-foot by 6-foot square in my basement.
I knew. I
looked
at it
and
I thought,
wife
that's a bad
won't
idea.
Let me get rid of it.
Why not?
She claims she uses it.
Oh, I mean, really?
Yeah, like I've used it twice.
Your
she probably uses
wife
it.
Hated it, and your wife loves it.
Well, she doesn't love it.
obviously
she thinks
not,
it's worth keeping.
Because it's one of those things, like we discussed last episode, where people say they love something, and then you're like, hey,
you
why don't
what?
You use that thing that you love?
She used it this past weekend. So, like, she's used it within the last week.
Oh. What's
here's
the deal
why,
with that?
Do here's
you
why I don't
do you
like
wear
it.
Clothes in there?
No. She does. I would not.
Oh.
But I tell them.
I don't know what you do. You just get in there and sit?
Well, it's right in
it
front of
it burns your balls?
It's right in front it's right in front of the TV. So it's infrared, which is a completely different kind of sauna than, like, if at the gym, most of the time, there's either a dry sauna or a wet
sauna,
right?
Yeah.
So the steam sauna is putting steam in the air, and you feel it that way. The dry sauna is just hot as, you know, you can imagine. And then an infrared sauna, it puts out, it's like light. So it puts infrared light out that your skin absorbs. And like you're supposed to get heated up that way, but it doesn't actually heat the air in there. So like I can be in there for an hour and then get out and you could come behind me and sit in and it just feels like room temperature. You get hot from an infrared from the way. So what ends up happening is
I don't want to participate.
It takes like an hour before you feel hot in there. And from what I read, supposedly, if you do it all the time, your skin gets conditioned to accept the infrared. Mm. So it gets to where, like, your body learns how to get...
Learns
it's
how
just,
to love it?
It's just dumb.
Like, your wife
like, I want to get in there
how to love you.
And 12 minutes feel like I'm dying and then just leave. But this thing, it's like, I got to sit here for an hour and a half where I can have a sweat. So I just never do it. I hate it. But my wife says she likes it, so she won't let me get rid of it. And it's just taking up a lot of space.
Yeah.
You want to go get butt naked and get in there with me?
No. I do not.
All right, let's move on then.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams is a great movie.
It's all right. But it's been a long time since I've seen it, so I probably wouldn't like it that much.
So anymore. I told you I have this little thing where I'm writing a baseball movie that's never going to get made. And
yeah, you wouldn't stop talking about it last episode.
Yeah,
I was kind of
well,
hoping it wouldn't come up again.
Well,
for
I was
a
just
while.
Yeah, well, because you brought up Field of Dreams, one of the things I'm doing right now is like watching a bunch of baseball movies from the '80s to like study.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie
that's
of the
90s,
Year,
right? That's got to be early '90s.
Nah, I bet it's '80s.
No, it's got to be early '90s.
Yeah, so watch Rookie of the Year. I watched
Angels
the Rookie.
In the Outfield.
I got to see that one. I haven't seen that.
You've
one
never
in a while.
Seen that?
No, I've seen it. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
And then, I ran out of, another reason why you want to, like, Netflix or whatever is
when can we,
I ran
when,
out of sports
can we be
movies
a,
on streaming.
When
I've
can
seen
we
every
be a family again, Dad?
Movie.
When the Angels win the pennant.
When the Angels win, which is such a bullshit, like, that guy's a horrible father.
Wait, how does it end? Spoiler alert. You guys can fast forward a little bit.
I don't remember. I have a feeling that even after the Angels win the pennant, the dad's probably still a piece of shit.
Yeah, so but in there's no way that could go well, right? Like, can you imagine the Angels win the pennant, and then he does become part of the family again? That seems
like oh fuck. I guess now I
really
have to be
love
loving
you.
And support. I guess I love you after all, son. Who came up with this idea? You know, only a kid would believe something like that, too. Like, if you're a little
like
kid...
Like, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The angel's got to win like, now.
Yeah, so the angel's win, the dad will love me. Yeah. Yeah, no. I, as a kid, I totally related to that. Like, yeah, I could definitely get dad to fucking undivorce mom and move across the country. If I could
trade in his motorcycle
God,
for a
if
minivan.
Only the Astros would win the pennant, maybe my dad wouldn't live in North Carolina. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. Say Something.
That's a good movie. Oh, no, that's called Say Anything.
Yeah. But no,
we should make a movie called Say Something, and it would be a parody of Say Anything.
Okay. Yeah. If you go ahead and write that.
Yeah, I don't have the time. I got two kids.
Yeah.
I got two. It's like when I come back to the house, it's like the birds in the nest, their mouths open, just expecting
Please.
Me to like drop stuff
More
into their
papa.
Mouth.
More papa. More papa.
That's what parents.
How old
is.
Are your kids now?
The oldest is almost 4. And
is that right?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Wow. I would have thought. He was 2.
I know. That's what it feels like to me. And the youngest is 4 months.
Yeah. That one didn't really count yet, right? How's that going?
It's going good. He's getting a little bigger. He's almost crawling, which is pretty crazy. But
you
that's
know,
about it.
One of the things I think about is that like I feel like I knew a little bit too late that I was into video stuff. And I think like I wonder if I like was in 6th grade and wanted to make movies – and then, like, had people, like, guiding me, showing me what to do. Like, if your kid gets into junior high and starts, like, acting like they want to know what you do for a living and stuff, are you going to push them? Like, are you going to be like, here, like, would you teach your kid in elementary school, like, here's how to edit video, here's how to expose, like, would you get them doing camera work? For
Only if they wanted to do it, because what's the point if they don't want to do it?
Well, like I expressed interest in it. I took photography in high school. I didn't know I wanted to do video, but like I knew I wanted to do photography and stuff and like
media kind of stuff. Like you knew like you like photography and audio and stuff like that.
Right. And you know, I mean, I was in band. I thought music was more important to me than it turns out it was, but
yeah.
I just think how
what's your question?
I just think it would be like sometimes I think if I have kids, I'm going to make sure by the time they graduate high school, they're ready to direct a feature film. And then I think, God damn, I wish I'd had that when I was a kid.
Yeah. I don't
know.
Do
you think you would be like, would you put that on your kids or would you be like, kids do anything but video work this?
I wouldn't even say that. I would just whatever they want to do, as long as it wasn't something that I knew was going to be a total failure. Like I wouldn't, I'll put it to you this way. If they said, I just want to play music in a band, I'd be like, okay. Like, I wouldn't even consider that something, even though 99% chance it's not going to work out. Like, I wouldn't even consider that as something that I would say no to.
What's like my brother wanted?
But, yeah, okay, I have a sliding scale. If it's something like out of this world, like I want to be a movie star. Okay, well, great. I'm going to support you. I'm going to come to all your theater things. I'm going to do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But you're also going to have to have, you're going to have to develop another skill on the side. So that you can also pursue that if you need. First of all, if need be, you can do it. And
but you're
second
talking
of all,
about when a kid's old enough to have to make tough decisions about like post high school education.
I'm not
what about
push
what if you have like a fifth grader
when
that wants to.
If he wants, that's the key word. If they want to do it, then sure.
You'll, like, do you feel
why
like
would I not
whatever they
want
to
do,
you'll figure out how to teach them, like not only how to get better at it, but like, oh, and also of the few people that do this professionally, here's the path. Like my brother wanted to be a professional musician. He was an all-state sax player and he was, he was a really great saxophone player. He went off to college and majored in it and he got halfway through.
He majored in music
and he got kind of halfway through and he felt like the end of the road for him was going to be being a high school band director, and he really didn't want to do that. And he didn't see a path to being a professional musician. And I asked him recently, I was at a wedding and I was looking at a wedding band and I go, or no, I was shooting a music video for a wedding band. And I was thinking about him and I go, you know, when you were 20 years old, if somebody had said to you, like shown you the business model of a wedding band, an event band, and said, these people make as much money as you're going to make in a regular middle-class job. And they play music for a living. They play cover bands, and you know, it's, they're not exactly, you know, selling out stadiums, but this is a job, and this is a job that you can do, and you can earn a living, and you can support a family. If you had known that that was a path, would you have wanted to go down there? And he's like, well, it's hard to know now, but he was like, I definitely would have never even thought that that was a kind of thing I could have done. Like in his mind, it was the only options were you're good enough to play in a symphony or you're going to be a high school band director. And he didn't see any other path. And I wonder if he had seen that he could have been in a wedding band or something like that and figured out how to make a living at it, would he have wanted to do that? And I guess I think about myself that way. Like if my parents had known that there's a way to make a living doing video, even if you don't make it in Hollywood, you can still do video work. Is that what
I mean?
I
think it honestly, it just comes down to people's drive. Like, you know, Peter McKinnon has however many YouTube followers because he makes videos every day and posts a video almost every day. And it's because he likes doing it. I think the number one thing that people have to do is find something they really like doing that they would do for free. That they're willing to do for free. Like, what's the thing that you like to do where you're like, oh, I would do this for free because I like it so much. And then when you know what that is, then you know where to direct your focus.
No one's paying me to eat spaghetti.
Hey, but then you could like focus your attention in that area. And figure out a way, like maybe you're not going to eat spaghetti and get paid to eat spaghetti.
Take the thing that you care about and then do it professionally so you hate it.
Sometimes.
Make your livelihood dependent on it and until it stops being fun.
And then find that other thing that you're obsessed with for a little while and direct your focus towards that and change directions, I guess. I don't think you're just ever going to – I think some people have that one thing that they just want to do forever and that's their whole life. And then I think there's people who – aren't like that, who become obsessed with one thing for 5 years and then becomes obsessed with something new for 5 years.
Yeah.
And they just,
do you ever think about like going and doing something completely different and how weird it would be to be like 15 years removed from what you're doing now?
Yeah. I mean, something I like real estate. Like I love the idea of being in real estate, but I also like love video stuff too, but I don't want to make like, so you, I know what people are thinking. Oh, well, you should make real estate videos. It's
no,
like, no, I don't
no,
want to.
That's not, no,
I have no interest in doing that for whatever reason. It just doesn't appeal to me, but yeah, I mean, I think about doing other things, but, I don't know.
Do you think you can do, like, how long do you think you can? Sometimes I feel like, like videography is not necessarily an old man's thing. Like it's hard to picture me being in my 60s.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and
you're
being
definitely
a wedding videographer,
right? You have to take on more of a you take on more of a boss role where you're directing younger people under you,
right? So basically,
wedding videography, I don't really think so. But who really wants to do it when they're 60?
I mean, I've never seen a wedding videographer like in their 60s.
Yeah.
Of course,
I'm
always the wedding videographer at the wedding, so why would I see another one?
Yeah, I think part of the reason why I'm growing out of it
like
is
they're all under 40.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Video Bros Podcast. If you want to ask a question, leave a comment, you can do so by messaging us at Video Bros Podcast, all one word, on Instagram.
I mean, except for the people who are really good. And I mean, like there's that guy, Bill Cunningham, who did street photography his whole life. And he got insanely popular.
Street photography is a real art form.
I guess. But you think he told his parents he was going to come do street photography for the rest of his life? And they were like, that sounds viable. Of course not.
Right.
Of course not. And then he like became super. You just don't know. Yeah. That's why I say find the thing that you would do for free. and then do that, get really good at it so that people want to pay you to do it, or build a business around that knowledge that you have about that subject. I mean, it's doable.
All right. What else did you want to talk about today?
Oh, I don't know.
What else?
I did have a couple ideas, but now that I'm looking back, I think they weren't all that great.
just say something. You're going to have to edit this portion out. We're really
No, I always leave this stuff in.
You do?
Yeah. People like this stuff, right, guys?
You know, I really what did you think was going to
happen? God, stupid audience.
I really do want people to, if anybody listens to this, I really do want people to like comment and write us and ask us things and like tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah.
And argue with us and make us take positions and stuff like that.
Yeah. Video Bros Podcast on Instagram. That's where you guys can find us.
This is called Dead Air. Thank God this is a podcast and not radio. Could you imagine this going out over the airwaves? These two idiots talk themselves retarded. Oh, no. Nope. Now you have to edit that out.
You can't say that. He didn't mean it.
You really have to take that out.
Well, no, I'm going to leave it in, but you didn't mean it, right? Say, here, do a mea culpa into the microphone.
I've tried really hard.
Why are you so far away from the mic?
I've tried really hard to stop saying that word, but sometimes it slips.
Sometimes it slips. Sometimes I say things are gay, even though I don't actually care about if they're gay or not. Like, I don't, like, okay, somebody's driving down the road, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. It's hard to do off the top of your head.
You can't take,
what
you,
I'm saying
you're not
is,
going to be able to think of an example where that
I'm saying
is appropriate.
I don't actually.
It's not appropriate.
I get it, but I'm saying I don't actually care
if somebody's gay or not. Of course not.
I don't care.
Right, no one does.
But. I remember, like,
their assholes.
I remember that was like what you said in high school, and every once in a while, I'm like, "Oh, that's gay."
We all had to. Yeah. One time I said it in front
of a guy who was gay.
What did he say?
Like, I could. He didn't say anything, but I could tell he was like caught off guard that I would say that because he knows me and I'm not
right,
like anti-gay or anything.
And he was like, "Where is that coming from?"
And yeah. I think he was just like, I can't remember if he smiled in a weird way or he made some sort of face gesture where I realized after it happened, I was like, oh, because the thing was, is I forgot he was gay. That's how much I didn't care. Like, I forgot that he was gay until after I was like, oh, that's gay. And then like 30 seconds later, I was like, oh, shit, that guy's gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I did one time?
But he didn't say anything. And I think
one time
at
a wedding.
Like, it's not a big deal.
We were just shooting stuff with the bride and groom before the ceremony. And the groom's nose started bleeding really bad.
Oh, boy.
And I made a joke like, you got to stop doing all that cocaine. Like, just joking. But, like, I realized later, like, oh, he literally was doing a bunch of cocaine with his groomsmen, and that's why he was having a nosebleed. And like, I just was like being naive and just thinking like, cocaine's just a thing in the movies. No one really does cocaine or whatever.
There's a lot more drug use at weddings than one might expect.
Oh my God, I've seen so much coke at weddings.
But how are you supposed to get through them?
Oh my God,
like I don't know. You tell me a better way.
But yeah, no. Yeah, so I still think about that someday, that like, I wonder if I got that groom in trouble with his brother. When I said that, I wonder if she was like, God damn it, I told you no coke before the ceremony.
Yeah.
You had to do it with your stupid friends that you're never going to be allowed to see after we get married.
yeah. That's
great. What about you, cocaine, Michael? No, not today?
No, I was never really into... a lot of that stuff. I've really not even tried. There's so much stuff I haven't even tried. So.
Well, we'll just wait till we have the next wedding and go ahead and do a couple lines. Go out there and shoot the fuck out of this wedding. Woo!
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine showing up to any video shoot just like ready to go?
Just like, just
like super prepared.
Just coked out to the gills and teeth chattering. Okay, I got this fucking great idea. We're going to go over here for the first look, and then you're going to look at each other. You're going to start crying. You're going to say sweet stuff. Then we're going to go over there. We're going to like stay by the waterfall. It's been fucking awesome. You guys ready to get fucking married? Woo! I don't think that would give you like the best. But you know, like, what? Imagine if you did that, then and then And then afterwards, all the feedback was just like, man, the videographer was great. He was just had such a good attitude. He was just so positive. He just like really made everybody excited. He just made the whole event great.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, fuck, if I care about my career at all, I can never go to another wedding without being just fucking coked out of my skull. Do you ever drink at weddings?
I don't. Oh, actually, so I used to more than I do now. I think I probably had maybe one or two drinks at two different weddings this year.
Yeah.
So like one drink per wedding, and it was, I mean, but that's out of like 33 or so weddings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't typically drink at weddings because I don't know. You know why? It's not because I think there's anything inherently wrong with it. I don't. But what I'm concerned about is somebody sees me with a drink and then I get back to the house and realize, oh, I screwed up this one part of the day that has nothing to do with me having
right.
that drink.
Right.
And then, but somebody remembers me having that drink.
Right.
And then they're like, hey, remember the videographer who forgot to like turn on the groom mic or something stupid?
Right. Right. Right.
And
oh,
then
yeah,
they associate
he was busy
me.
Drinking.
Yeah.
All day.
That drunk.
Right. Yeah. No, for the
I just don't want, I feel like that with any sort of shoot.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd
just be too scared. Unless, honestly, though, like maybe documentary style. Like, if you're shooting stuff and you're there with people that are drinking and you guys are all working on this long project that's shot over, like, a span of time that's really long, I feel like there's less room for error.
Yeah.
Like, less room that you're going to miss that important shot because
well, like
it's going to happen
in
over and over.
In corporate, I've had, you know, a beer at dinner or, you know, after a shoot with a client after a shoot, right?
After a shoot,
we all go to dinner and I have a drink. But I
did an orthopedic shoot where they had beer at the orthopedist office and they brought out a cooler and they're like, you want a drink? It's Friday. And I was like,
okay.
All right. Yeah. So it's like all these orthopedists like hanging around in the office in the afternoon, shooting these videos having, but they weren't, it's not like they were operating on anybody.
Right.
Like they weren't like
in the middle of surgery.
Yeah. He didn't like come out snapping the white gloves off of a scalpel or something. It was just,
great.
They were doing office work that day. So,
yeah. So I drank at a wedding for the first time ever this year. So for, I've done it over a decade and I've never ever had alcohol. And there's been times where clients are like, come on. We just want you to have fun too. We just want you to have a good time.
I'm like, trust me.
Oh yeah, and
no, you don't.
No, I really don't. Because of what you said. Like, I'm just always worried that, like, even if the bride and groom says go ahead, that like, you just never know whose grandma is going to be real uptight about it, or
yeah.
like you just it's just the image of professionality
you just
that
never
I want to have. But I was working with this crew, and they're like, oh yeah, no, we always get a cocktail at the reception, like every wedding, like we'll have a drink or two, and. And it was kind of like a destination. So, we're trekking out there for a day or two. And like,
is one of those people named Mike?
Well, yeah, but like 75% of videographers are named Mike.
Yeah. I mean, it's a common name. What is that? Is that a bus in your backyard?
It's just a school bus next to the house.
I mean, it looks like it's right there. I can see it clearly from
the bus is over there. I don't know why it's parked right here. But yeah, I just.
Do you ever do that when the bus pulls up? You just like. Piss
go
out the
look
window?
At the kids. No, I only piss out the window after dark.
Oh.
I only
well, it gets dark
piss
at like
out 6
p.m.
Window.
What if they have after school activities?
Well, I mean, if it's dark, they can't. Look, I've done I've walked by, I've tested, like, to see, like, could I see anything? You can't see.
Okay. I just wanted, what's the worst client you've had? Tell me about your worst client experience. In a way that the client who would never listen to this podcast anyway wouldn't know it was them. So if it was a law firm, tell me it was an orthopedist. If it was a librarian who wanted to become the first YouTube librarian.
Why don't you tell me about
song?
Yours while I'm thinking of mine? Because I can't think of anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you would think it would be easy to like remember, but I'm actually having a hard time.
I shot a wedding in
No.
South America.
I want a non-wedding one.
What? This is a good story.
I want a non-wedding one.
You don't want
we'll
the
get
one.
To your wedding one.
Okay, but the groom drowned the bride's cat in a toilet.
Oh, and like killed it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah. He was
that's
a
pretty
full
dark.
On
I
he was
know.
A full on psychopath. And all of it was this destination wedding in South America, and the bridesmaids were all telling the bride, "Do not marry this guy because he's
crazy."
And
you went to this wedding?
And they were literally like, "He's going to kill you if you marry him. He's going to beat you, and he's going to." He was. So the story that the bridesmaid told us was that they got in a fight one time, and he grabbed her cat and drowned it in the toilet.
Oh, it didn't happen at the wedding.
No. But it had happened. They yeah. all knew it. And right. they all said that he beat the shit out of her all the time.
Oh, man.
And that she was, like, afraid of him. Mm. And, like, they were all telling her not to marry. And she just, like, married him anyway.
And what was the draw for her? What was the, did he have a lot of money or something? Like, I'm going to have bruises for the rest of my life, but I'll never have to work another
his
day.
His whole identity was, like, that he was, like, this super smart business guy. And he was just on and on about, like, and all of his hosts were just, like, being a leader in business and as a businessman, this and blah, blah. And, like, he would, at least, like, on one-on-one conversations, he would always start sentences like, you know, one of the things that I've learned as a business owner is blah, blah, blah. And what, you know what his business was? He owned a barbershop. Like just one, not a chain. Like he just had like one barbershop and and he acted, you know, he acted like he was like this, like Wall Street tycoon, like owned yeah. like 50 industries and like this industry tycoon. And it was just like, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, that's one oh, where you leave the wedding and you're just like, whew, I hope that girl didn't get drowned in a toilet.
Yeah.
So that's probably like the, is like it, that's probably one of the worst experiences I've had. I did one that was multi-millions of dollars, and I felt bad about that for months because it was just so much excess of wealth, so much just grotesque. I mean, the cake cost more than my car, you know, and it was just it
how
was,
is that the I want to know about your worst client though.
Well, I mean, to me that was the worst because
your
it
worst
made
client
me upset
experience
for a long time.
That's not a client experience. How's that
you
a
know,
client
I only
experience?
Have good client experiences because I'm so fucking great at everything I do. That, like, all my clients are super happy with me.
Yeah. Well, that turned into really nothing. True. I thought that would be a good topic, but.
I mean, I've had, you know, I finish a video and I think it's really good. And then they, all of these are weddings. Most of what I've done are weddings. I had one where after the wedding, they wouldn't return my emails or my phone calls for over a year.
Oh, I remember this one.
And then
because I remember you calling
me
about it.
They finally got in touch with me after a year and was just like basically trying to say I should give them a bunch of free shit for taking a long time and never finishing their video. And was like, well, you haven't answered me. And like, you know, I used to always ask for a list of music to use because I would not want to do things twice when they didn't like the music I picked or whatever. And so when I asked for like a list of songs to use and they never get back to me, I'm like, oh, I'll just put them at the back of the list. I'll just put them at the back of the list. A year goes by and it's like, I've left 5 voicemails. I Facebooked you. I talked to your secretary. I emailed you both or whatever, nothing. And then the first thing I hear from him for a year, he's threatening to sue me. And like, as soon as he said, we were on the phone and he said that, and he was like yelling at me, and he said he was going to sue me on the phone. And I just like was like, okay, from now on, all of our contact needs to be in writing. And then he kept calling me, and I wasn't going to pick up because I was like, no, every single thing that is said between me and you needs to be an email because I want it documented, because now you've talked about taking me to court. So let's just have a clear record of everything. I'm not talking on the phone anymore. And we ended up working something out, and I had to, like, I did a contract with them where they were not allowed, like, I made them sign, like, a non-disclosure because I was like, these people were, you know, going to be out to get me now or whatever, and I can't have them leaving bad reviews everywhere on me. So I had them, like, sign a thing that said they wouldn't post any reviews about me or talk about me publicly or anything like that, and then I made the video fucking perfect for him, like, as good as I could. Like, I did everything I was going to do anyway without him being a dick, and, like, it all got sent out, but I mean, that was really scary. I hate that. What about you? Worst client?
I guess I would say on the wedding side, most of the clients have been pretty good. I mean, even the worst experience isn't even all that memorable. I would say I did I had this project early on where I was doing a project for a nonprofit, which is, that's how you know it's not going to be good. I feel like nonprofits can be like the hardest people to please for some reason.
There's a big range.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
There's a big range. Nonprofits are multi-million dollar industries and they got their shit together.
Yeah, I've also worked with, I don't know, it feels like some, maybe it's just my experience, they've been the hardest clients for me. Hmm. But I did one for like this literacy, there's like this, I don't know, it's like a literacy nonprofit where it's like helping people who should have learned to read when they were kids learn how to read. And I did this video that was like decent, like it was pretty good.
Right.
I know that's like I'm say that looking back after many, many years.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty good and it was good for the time.
Yeah.
Like it was good at the time that I did it. And they like changed so many things about that video and like went back and forth about, like, I don't know, like the CEO was like this girl who was like 23, which is really weird to me. Like she was really young, really inexperienced, and she basically just let everybody around her tell her how the video should look, but after the fact. So it was like we were trying to make all these changes after the fact.
Like that, before, they had no idea what they wanted.
Yeah.
They gave you nothing. And then you go make something. And then
I would do the revisions, like as the revisions were coming in, and then they would change, they would revise the revisions. Like they would go back and say, actually, we don't want that.
Yeah.
After they already, like, so I ended up doing so many revisions, and I was like friends with this guy who basically had subcontracted me to do this work. And so he was like really like eating it in terms of money.
Yeah.
And then I think they like tried to screw him over. Like they basically were like, well, we're not paying for it. Like we did all the work and we made all the revisions. They just weren't happy with how it turned out for whatever reason. Probably because they never, I think the worst clients are the people that are like, just do what you think.
Right.
And then you do what you think and they're like,
oh, that wasn't it.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, you need to come to the project with a vision.
They don't know what they want.
Exactly. But then they don't know what they want till after it's over. And that's, I think that is the worst client. And then if they don't pay you or they like try to get out of paying you or whatever, it's a nightmare. So I'd say that was probably my worst experience that I've ever had.
And
it was mostly annoying because when you make the changes they request exactly as they request them.
Yeah.
And then they change it back or they change it to something. You're just like, okay, I'm going to kill you. Like,
just make a decision.
I hate you.
Stop. Yeah. I did a thing one time.
I don't care if kids never read again.
Right. I did a thing one time where there was a corporate sponsor that was a big name. And it was a car company, you know, one of the big American car companies.
Yeah.
And they were doing a thing where they were paying to produce PSAs for, there were like these eight different charities. And they were doing a thing where like they're supporting these eight different charities and each of them are making a PSA. And then people were supposed to go to their websites and look at them. And the people were supposed to vote on which one their favorite was. And then like their favorite nonprofit was going to get like a bunch of even extra help or whatever. And so we were hired to shoot the eight PSAs and we were supposed to do them all in one day. And so like we had like four rooms set up where we were supposed to go from room to room to room filming them. And they're basic, like they're more or less, you know, like a camera on a set type of deal. You know, it's like two people, like there's like a couch and somebody's come in and decorated it and it's just two people sitting on a couch talking or whatever. So you kind of can't go quickly, you know, it's not a lot of like moving shots. It's not like visual storytelling or whatever. It's like people on a couch talking kind of stuff. So you kind of could do it, but all of the people that they got to do it were like professional athletes and celebrities. And a lot of them were like former professional athletes and stuff. And like, they were all late. None of them were on time. And so it ended up, they were all trying to do it at the same time. So it's like, we're supposed to have 8 hours to do this, but all eight of them want to do it in the same 1 hour. So like, we're just like running around. We're like in a full on panic. Everything's falling apart. Nothing's prepared. And then like there were, each of them had a script that was completely approved. They would all come in there, and whatever person was in charge of like that organization or whatever was like, yeah, no, I mean, we saw the scripts. It's not good. We're doing something completely different. And then they're trying to change something different. Before you know it, like some professional hockey player was yelling at me and he goes, do you have any idea who I am, what I do for a living? And I go, no. And he goes, and everybody lost it because he's supposed to be famous. And I didn't know who he was, you know? And like, so I was like, I don't know who you are. And everybody started like heckling him a little bit. And then he was embarrassed and he was like mad at me. And then like one of his other hockey buddies was like, this guy's the blah, blah, blah. He'll check you into the blah, blah, blah. And like on and on about all his records and stuff. And they're like, and I was like, you're a hockey player? He was like, yeah. I go, are you Wayne Gretzky? He goes, no. He goes, then why would I know who you are? Like, we're in Texas. Like, we're in Texas. Why would I know a professional hockey player from Canada? Like, we don't even watch that sport here. And the guy just was so like, how do you not know who I am? And why aren't you treating me like I'm super important and I get to make a new script on the spot? Like, that was a fucking horrible day. I mean, that would really was awful. I think all of the videos came out real bad.
So did you go home and look him up and figure out who he was?
No, I at this point I could never, I don't think there's any way. Well, maybe I could like ask somebody that was there, but I have no idea who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but apparently he'll check my ass into the boards.
That's
something.
All you needed to know.
Yeah, something like that. Are you Wayne Gretzky? I don't even think Wayne Gretzky's alive, right?
I don't know.
It's definitely not him. That's the only hockey player I know.
His daughter was on TMZ a lot, like a few years ago.
Wayne Gretzky's?
Because apparently she's like really pretty.
Sure.
So she just would end up in TMZ articles occasionally. God.
Anyways, what were you saying?
I'm going to have to wash that mic cover.
Well, that's what the windscreen is for.
I know, but
how
now
did that
I'm going to have to throw
you're
it in
wearing
the
headphones. I'm not wearing headphones. Did the windscreen do a pretty good job at like stopping the plosives?
It didn't stop
It didn't sound like a bunch of wind.
No. You're going to sneeze again?
I'm thinking
Jeez.
About it. I'm thinking about it. All right. What's the timer here? Is this long enough, or I really got to get back to editing?
Yeah, I got to get going because my mother-in-law is going to take a shower.
What is that about? What does that mean?
Well, she doesn't take a shower in the morning, and she's staying with us, and she has to. So she takes a shower in the afternoon.
And you have to be home for that?
Well, yeah, because she can't really. I mean, she can, I guess, just kind of move, put the. I don't know. She's watching our baby, so she doesn't really. She takes a long shower.
Why do you have to be home for it?
Because
you have to watch the baby.
Yeah, because there's like an hour and a half span, basically.
I thought you were telling me she like needs help getting in and out of the
bathroom. Nothing like that. It's just...
Because like, I was going to say maybe she get a different babysitter if she can't even walk to the bathroom and get in. She's probably
Let me ask you something.
Her baby's dying.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Do you, like, how much family stuff do you record video of? Or do you not, you just don't, because you're like, I do this all day for a living, so I'm not going
to
do it at home.
Yeah, early on, I did some things, like when video is really new to me, but now I'm like the last person to do that stuff. Like, I'm like, here's the cameras, go ahead, guys, here's how it works, knock yourselves out.
Yeah.
I don't like being on camera. I can't stand it, because, you know, I'm obese and I hate it. And people are always trying to not that I'm always you know people are always like trying to take pictures and
well people are
gonna
think that you can't even move so like gonna picture this big blob.
Well,
we'll post a photo so you can see
my
it's not like crazy obese.
My mom is the one that ends up taking all the pictures and stuff at holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And she does them on her phone. She takes the worst pictures you can imagine.
Oh,
I mean, like, we're all like she doesn't wait till like anybody's like, we don't know she's doing it. They're all like candid.
Oh.
We're like, shoving food into our face. We're like looking down. Like there's always like her finger is covering half of the lens. It's like out of focus.
Yeah.
I mean, just awful. But that she's our family historian.
Oh, wow.
I'm not, you know.
Yeah, it's weird because I've got
the last
kids,
thing
so...
I want to do on a vacation is have
no.
A
that's
camera.
Exactly.
That's gonna ruin the whole fucking vacation. I have to work the whole time.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I'm traveling. But when I'm at home and I've got some spare time, I'm like, oh, I should really like get a shot of my kid while he's at this age.
Yeah, well, if I had a kid, maybe things would be different. But I don't have any children. I do. I will say, when Lucy, my dog, died, one of the first things I thought was like, I wish I had taken more pictures of her.
Mm.
Even though, like, I mean, over the course of 12 years, there's hundreds of pictures of her. I still felt like I wish I had more. Yeah.
It's deep.
Then the other thing is, like, as much as I don't want to bring a camera on a vacation, sometimes I think about doing, like, video vacations, where, like, that is the point of the vacation. Where it's like, I'm not tied, I don't want to do it when I'm trying to, you know, hang out with my college friends and party. I don't want to do it when I'm, you know, busy with my family and dealing with all of them or
right.
You know, like a romantic trip. Well, maybe even with my wife would be okay. But like the idea of going with, you know, just myself or maybe just me and my wife or me and you or another video person or whatever, just taking like 3 or 4 days going somewhere and just getting as much stock footage as I can, like a stock footage vacation. I talked to you about that last fall.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I said we should go on a 3-day, like, let's just take 3 days and go on a trip and just get as much stock footage shot as we possibly can in 3 days and, like, you know, put it online and see if we can, you know, make $100 a year out of it or something.
And yeah.
You sound like you were super not into it.
No, I'm down. Yeah,
now you're down?
Because
when I brought it up last year, you were like, oh, yeah, I'm not talking to my wife. I don't know. I mean, I got this baby. So I have kids and responsibilities. I don't know.
No, I'm down. I would do it.
Well,
I think it's a good idea.
I think it would be
Hey, what do you think about, how come we should get into vacation videography.
That's what it's called travel videography. And that's what everybody wants to do.
Oh, really? I don't even really want to do it.
I know a lot of people do it. I know a lot of people that want to do it. I mean, my thought is like...
Now, what are you describing as travel videography? I'm not sure we're talking about the same thing. I'm talking about people hire you to, instead of...
Oh, I go on some family's vacation to make a video just for the family?
Yeah.
I mean,
or
like...
just not even... you don't even have to make an end product. You just shoot footage.
My feeling is the same as with anything. I will literally film anything if somebody's paying me for. I will film anything.
Oh, my God.
I've worked for people that are like complete opposite. Like, I've worked for an oil company and I've worked for like an environmental company. I've worked for like animal sanctuary places. And then I've worked for professional hunters that hunt literally the exact same animals that the sanctuary is trying to save.
Have no qualms.
Yeah, I'm following the dollar. If you pay me to film it, I'll film it. I don't care.
Yeah, you did tell me about that one idea that you had.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, we can't talk about it?
We're not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
suffice to say, I am very open-minded about earning money with the camera being in front of my face.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things that people do. And I'm open to all of them, but, you know, like life hasn't led me down that path. I try to kind of follow the path that is in front of me.
Path of least resistance.
Yeah, I'm taking the path of least resistance. Yeah. But yeah, no, if some family wants to hire us to go on vacation with them and film them, I mean, essentially that's what a destination wedding is, right?
Yeah.
Down to Costa Rica, you're following these people around for 7 days.
I wonder
what
do you think the pay structure would be for something like that?
I mean, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, like, in general, you know.
You just start a day rate.
Yeah, but does that include editing?
You tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever they want, I'll do it for a price. That's probably not enough.
Probably not. Could they do honeymoon videos?
Has anybody asked you about doing something like that?
No, nobody's ever asked me about it, but I was like, there's got to be like a market for it. Because I think more so with photographers, though. Right? Like, I'm probably not going to hire a vacation videographer.
I mean, I wouldn't hire either, so.
But I would think about hiring a vacation photographer so I wouldn't have to take any photos. Because it's not like you don't want to remember anything.
I don't. I don't. Like I went on a I've been in New Orleans with a bunch of boys for a bachelor party, and then
I mean that's
or other places.
There's some things you don't want to remember.
But I've been on a trip with all the boys, and then now all the boys are married, and I've been on a trip with all the couples, and the amount of stopping to take pictures that has to happen when the wives get invited ruins the fucking vacation.
Yeah, so
it ruins the fucking vacation.
Yeah,
where it's
so
like,
then why not?
We can't just walk down Bourbon Street without stopping every 14 fucking seconds to take a group photo. It drives me goddamn crazy. So no, I would not ever hire a photographer to come ruin my vacation.
That would alleviate.
No, because you still have to.
No.
It's the stopping and posing. It's the.
Would still do that?
If you hired a photographer to take pictures of you,
candid?
They're gonna take pictures of you.
Yeah, but it could be candid.
I'm not looking to have pictures of me. Nobody needs to know what I look like.
Oh,
I don't want to remember what I look like.
Now I know who you sound like.
When I look at pictures of
you
myself
ever
in the past,
New Girl?
I don't look back and go like, "Man, that vacation was fun." I think back and go like, "Oh wow, I really wasted my whole 20s being a fat fuck,
dude." I know whose voice you sound like.
All right.
Who? That Nick guy from New Girl.
Oh, I've never seen that show. I'm not into it.
No, but you've seen that guy.
The same voice as him?
Yeah, but you've seen that guy because he's done a bunch of stuff.
What guy?
He's really into like, I can't remember his name.
But you think I sound like him?
Yeah, you sound just like him. I don't know how I didn't realize it till just now. You're screaming into the microphone, which is getting blasted in my ears. So maybe
is it clipping?
Yeah. No, it's not clipping. It's just
good.
You're really loud inside of my brain. Here, I'm looking up the New Girl cast right now. Jake Johnson. You sound like Jake Johnson. He plays Nick Miller.
All right, I guess I'll listen to him.
You sound like that guy.
I kind of recognize him.
Yeah, you would recognize him. He's done a bunch of stuff.
Keep my ear open next time whatever.
We should just tell people that this is the Jake Johnson and Michael podcast.
The what now? Hey, should we get a guest? I mean, we're
maybe.
Five episodes in. I feel like we completely ran out of shit to talk about. We should definitely have a guest. First of all, if we have a guest, it's like another person to carry some of the conversation. It'll bring out like a whole other topics and stuff. But then also, that person can be like, "Hey guys, I was on the blah 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 podcast. Check out episode 6 with me." Like,
yeah,
promotion.
But where are we going to do that at? We could invite him here.
Yeah, people can come here. This is
really.
This
I mean,
is
your
open
wife
house.
Is gone. She barely trusts me to come over by myself.
Who's that? My wife.
Yeah.
Your wife.
You. Your wife.
My wife loves you.
I don't know.
Well,
she doesn't want me to see the laundry on the bed.
Yeah. That's because she likes you.
Oh, she respects me?
Yeah, well, she wants you to not. She wants you to like
nice.
Her.
Oh, that's kind of
so
nice.
She's like, don't let her know that I haven't folded all that laundry. Don't let him know that he's going to think we're scumbags if he finds out we haven't folded all the laundry.
I mean, it's crazy that she lets you keep the Emmys on the mantle.
Why? Where else are you going to put them?
In your office.
But nobody's going to see them.
Or in a box.
Who's going to see them up there?
Where's all your wife's awards that she got at work?
I don't think they give out awards for...
She's never won an award? She doesn't have a trophy or anything?
I don't think there's a lot of like SEO awards out there.
Certainly she gets a plaque.
Wait,
at
do you
like
even
the
know
the
what
year.
My wife does for a living?
Yeah, SEO.
Kind of.
Marketing.
Yeah. Do they give marketing awards?
Yeah, like best salesperson. Best marketer of
who's
tobacco
out,
to children under the age of 6.
Who's giving that award?
The International Marketeering conglomerate association.
Hey, you won an Emmy, right? Where's your Emmy? In your office?
Yeah, where it should be.
Yeah, but you have,
like, tucked behind a couple have, photos, actually.
You have a little bit more
you
of a real
You can
office.
Barely see it. You can see the top of the little globe popping out from behind a photo of
if
me
I,
proudly holding my firstborn.
if I grow the... Where I'm working now, if I grow the business the way I want to grow the business over the next couple of years and eventually get to have like an actual office studio location, then I would bring them and put them there.
Mm.
But for now, it's like put them, I mean, on the mantle is like a fine, they look cute.
You do have like a lot of stuff in this house that celebrates your guys' love for each other.
Yeah, we're like, super in love.
Like, look at that pizza thing. That's from your wedding, right?
Yeah, it is.
And what's that thing? Rachel and Dee. Oh, that's you, Dustin.
Yeah. R&D. And we have R plus...
Research and development.
And we have R plus D thing up in our bedroom, too.
And you have your wedding photos proudly on display. I don't even know where
Most
mine are.
Most people do.
Mine are in an album that's like on a bookshelf
Most
somewhere.
People have a picture up in their house somewhere from their wedding. That's normal.
I know. I've never printed one ever.
And also, you know my wife did all this shit. Like, put all this stuff up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually thought you did it. Not all the other decorating. Like, who
I
put
did
those
all the...
curtains up? Who picked them out?
Oh, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't like them?
I don't know. I'm surprised
you don't like
you
my curtains?
Out.
What's
I
wrong
feel
with
like
them?
They're like, they kind of look like your pants. They hang really low. They're
oh, well,
really baggy looking.
Oh, no. Well, I bought a sewing machine to hem them up because they are like about 2 inches too low, so they kind of drag the floor.
They kind of drag the floor?
I bought a sewing machine about 2.5 years ago. I'm going to get it out any minute now and get to sewing.
Now
those ones over there had to be sewn too. Those ones really drag the floor like 3 inches.
Are those blackout curtains? Could you like really make it like
they
a
did
movie
pretty
theater
good.
In here?
They did pretty good.
Not quite?
Not quite. I mean, those ones and those ones up there don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
No, I mean, it still kind of looks like daylight. But it can take all the glares off the screen if I want to watch a movie in the middle of the day. As I'm wont to do.
Yeah. What's your favorite TV show?
This has got to be the worst episode. This has got to
be
the worst episode of the podcast.
Or we could talk about TV shows. People like that.
Favorite TV show like all time? Or
yeah, all time.
Oh, so this is real topical. No, shit, I don't know. I love Saturday Night Live.
No, okay.
I've seen every Saturday Night Live probably since high school.
What about Schitt's Creek? Have you seen that?
My wife loves it. I can't stand
it. It's funny.
It.
It's actually really funny. I didn't like it at first. My wife likes it,
I don't
it
like
too.
It at all. She swears it's funny.
It is funny. How many episodes have you watched?
I don't know, 3.
You kind of got to get... Just watch a whole
gotta
season.
Keep going.
And you might, like... You just got to get used to, like,
yeah.
How it is, I guess.
You watch Letterkenny? It's a real...
I don't even know what that is.
I love it, but it's, like, one of those things where I don't really recommend it to people because I know it's not for everyone.
You mean
I
it by it. Not for everyone, not for most people?
It's not for most people.
Yeah.
It's
I feel like that's
people.
This podcast.
It's a
not for most people.
Yeah.
For a very select know. Few people.
I think this is for me and you.
If somebody is listening to this episode, that you're 5 in. This is for you. That's my thought.
That's true. If you have listened to 5,
like,
if you're listening to this right now,
this is as bad as
all,
it's. First of all, congratulations. Get excited because this is literally going to be the worst one we ever have, most likely.
Yeah. You made it.
So you just get through to the end of this.
So last week we talked about like we should just do 4 episodes every time we get together. Then we can kind of get way ahead. Then if we get busy, we can still keep putting them out regularly. And now that we've now tried to do 3 episodes and there's a 3rd episode we've tried to do today. And it's clearly worse than the first two.
No,
I think
you know
we
what?
Have to rethink. I don't think we should
no,
ever
no, no,
do
no.
more than 2 episodes
I just,
in a day.
Because last week I made like a couple notes to myself that were just like, it was like one text message with
right.
like 6 different words and we made it work.
Like what you're saying is you want like a
but
very loose plan of what to talk
right.
about.
And it,
like when
it
like on Seinfeld
works.
When Costanza comes up with a list of things to talk about when he's on the phone.
I'm going to pretend I've seen it, but I haven't. I don't really. I
you
never
like
got
Seinfeld?
Into. I never got into it.
It's maybe the best show of all time.
But I also never got into Friends, but now I like it, and I've seen every episode probably 3 times.
Oh no shit!
Yeah.
Well, when did you start watching
so
Friends?
Is like, there an example
like
that
recently?
You could give me from Friends? That's because you know a lot of these sitcoms kind of have the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Where on Friends an example where. Somebody's writing down things to talk about.
Does Ross do that so you can like?
Well, no, he makes the list of the good things and bad things.
Oh, a pros and cons list.
He makes the pros and cons.
Hey, you want to hear a funny story?
What if we had a pros and cons list?
Do you want to hear a funny story? So he made it about Rachel, right?
Yeah. Well, Rachel and Julie. He was comparing.
Oh,
Rachel,
okay.
And Julie.
So I have a similar story, except real life, where I made a pros and cons list about my wife.
Why?
Because that's how I think.
That's not similar. That's the exact same story.
No,
wait, when?
No, but it wasn't comparing her to another girl.
It was just pros and cons of...
Yes.
of what? Of what are you trying to
because
decide
we
if you wanted
like,
to marry her?
Yeah, because we were like in this...
You were dating?
Yeah, exactly. And you get to that point in the relationship where it's like, okay, either we like move... either she's going to make...
There's only one way out of this. Like, we're like, either going to break up or we might as well get married.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like, okay... how am I going to make that decision? It's a hard decision to make. Well, easy. Pros and cons list. If the pros outweigh the cons,
so was it
which
like,
they did?
Was it?
I don't know why she got mad at me. She found it.
Oh God!
Like
so, it was like Friends where she found out.
Yeah,
that's what happened on Friends.
Yeah,
she
found
it,
but I think she's forgotten about it
by now
because she never brings it up.
She's waiting.
No.
So she found the list.
She found the list. She made. She
How
was
long
pissed.
Ago? This is years ago, right?
She was super pissed about it.
Before you got married or after?
Before.
All this happened before you got married.
Yeah. So I feel like we're good because, like, hey,
yeah, because you married
you. Still decided to marry me, so now it's kind of.
Do you remember
point.
What was the worst
but
thing?
She does. I. She.
What was the worst?
She
con
doesn't
on
forget
the list?
This kind of stuff, and I'm like 99% sure she forgot about it. Because it
Don't
never
bring
gets
it up.
I'm not.
Thank God she'll never listen to this.
She
right?
won't listen to this. But I'm like, okay, so. You haven't brought this up, like, pretty much since it happened.
Yeah, maybe she forgot.
I think she did forget.
What was the worst thing you wrote in the cons?
God, I don't know. Yo.
Was there any
one thing
that really pissed her off?
It wasn't the worst things that I wrote in the cons. It was the worst thing that I wrote in the pros.
Oh, what did you say?
I said Palmer, which was the name of the dog that she had. He was a pro.
You put her dog as a pro,
yes.
And that pissed her off?
Yes, because...
it's like, you're going to marry me because you like my dog? I can see why she'd be upset by that.
I can too, but it wasn't a list for her. It's not like I was making
this... It
wasn't
a Valentine's Day card.
Listen, first of all, it's
why
not like she doesn't
first
have...
First of all, the fact that you even did it in the first place is insane. But why wouldn't you just immediately destroy it? Why would you keep the list around where it could be
because
found?
Because I wasn't done. I wasn't done with the list.
You're like, I know I'm going to think of some more pros
yeah,
and cons.
And it was in my notebook or something. I can't remember.
Oh, no.
It was in my crap that she would never go through. And then she like, I forget why she was thumbing through it, maybe to grab a piece of paper or something. And then she found it. And it was clearly a pros and cons list with her name on it.
Did you start reading it out loud?
I mean, I probably wrote her fucking whole name on that piece of paper, like pros and cons, and then like I probably included her middle name like so she would definitely know who it was about. I couldn't have labeled it any more clearly.
These are the things that I hate about my current
girlfriend.
It wasn't
just like some random ass list like, you know, stop and get groceries or like Tabasco and salt.
Do you still have the list? I would love it if you could bring
no,
it in next
I
week
don't.
For us to go over.
No,
that
I got rid of it
great.
Immediately after she found it.
Can I ask her about it next time I see her?
No. No, because she forgot about it.
Because she forgot, yeah. Hey, remember when I talked to your wife and then
oh, yeah.
She said, oh, boy, that Dustin sure does like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it hurt my feelings, and I told you about it, and then you told her, and then she was mad at you for telling me.
Yeah.
And now she's going to be mad at you because I'm telling everyone that listens to our podcast. Yeah, I went over to your house to drop something off. She came to the door. You were asleep because you were recovering from surgery.
Yeah.
That was the week you had your appendix out. Oh, yeah, I shot a wedding for you when you had your appendix out.
Yeah.
So I came over and dropped off the footage, and I talked to your... I stood at the door and talked to your wife for maybe 4.5 minutes. And she was like, whoa, that Dustin really can't talk a lot. And he told me that, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just never talk to her ever again.
Yeah, because I think it was cold. It was cold, right? It was nighttime. It was cold.
I don't know. I think I was inside. Like, I think she invited me in. Like, it's not like I was on the porch.
She couldn't wait for you to leave.
She was, I can't fucking wait for this loudmouth to get the fuck out of my house. Yeah. So I'll bring that up. And
I don't know. I'll bring up how, if you bring that up, I'll bring up
the pros
how,
and cons list.
No, if you bring up that, any of that stuff, I'll bring up how your wife didn't originally like the wedding video that I made.
What if I,
and then,
what if I make a pros and cons list of bringing friends with Michael and then I just like casually leave it where your wife can find it? Like Dustin's
pros
and cons.
I don't think it would even spark her memory. No.
I bet you're wrong. I bet you if I mention it, she will. I bet you she remembers every.
A pros and cons list about
single
me?
Single thing on the list. I bet. No.
I don't think
I
so.
I bet
dude.
She remembers every single
no,
thing.
No, because we got in that. Our first really big fight was on our birthday one year. Yeah, you can tell things are. I have the best luck. And,
what'd you do?
She, I don't know. Neither of us can remember.
What?
We can't remember.
Do you guys fight a lot?
No, we don't really fight that much. No.
Yeah, well, we really
I
don't
would say
fight
we
at all.
Fought probably more before we got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now
probably
we because really,
you were busy writing now, down all the things that you don't like about her on yeah. paper and leaving where she could find it.
I can't remember what. I can't remember why she was mad at me. I have no idea, but she was pretty pissed. And she can't remember either. Because I've asked her, she's like, I can't remember what we were fighting about.
Oh, what that fight was about, yeah.
But I remember it was like the worst birthday ever for her. It wasn't my birthday.
Right, you ruined her birthday.
My birthday was
fine
that year.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are some pros and cons of being my friend?
Oh, yeah, that's how I was going to end the episode. I was going to say, like, you should tell me two nice things about myself.
I have to say two nice things about you.
And then I was thinking, like, what if we branch off and we do all kinds of different podcasts?
I did think of an idea for our podcast.
Like a relationship one.
Like a recurring bit or something.
Oh.
So you know how...
For this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell me on air.
Why not?
Because then it wouldn't be a recurring
bit. Well, then we talk about
it
now, we tease it, and then we'll... The next... One idea that I have for our podcast, it'll give us like a little bit of structure, a little bit of like things people are looking forward to, is you know how I always say like that's why I went out of business or whatever. Like I had a business and,
oh, that's a
and
bit?
At the end it failed.
Oh, I thought you
not
just always
bit.
Bring it up.
I'm just saying, what if every episode we talk about one of the reasons why I think my business failed? Because I think I could do that like every episode for the rest of my life. I can think of at least one thing that I did.
And then we
wrong.
Could end every episode with you saying, and that's why my business failed.
Yeah, that's right. We have like a little jingle. That's why his business failed. You know, like kind of a little. Burp, burp.
I don't know. Do we really want to tell people like all the mistakes?
Yeah,
because
you can learn
make,
a lot from mistakes.
Or shouldn't make?
Yeah, I think people would value that. Be like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it's also kind of
won't
depressing.
Well, yeah. That's
it's kind of like, why should I listen to this guy? I don't want to end up like him.
So you don't want to know about all the reasons I went out of business? One reason every week?
Well, just give me one and then...
Well, I can't think of any now. I got to like make a list.
Oh, I thought there were so many. You can't think of one?
All right, I'll give you one.
But just say what it is, but don't explain anything about it.
Well, then that's not how podcasting
because we don't have
works.
Enough time in this episode, so just okay. Give us one. That's easy.
Okay, next week I'll tell you why I went out of... What? Fuck, dude. That...
Well, that's one reason. You couldn't figure out what you wanted to say to your clients.
I
didn't know what to tell people
just,
when people ask me a question. Didn't know how to answer.
And I was just like, nah. can we please just end this episode?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Thanks.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, Michael here with Video Bros. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We love you for it. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks so much.